Hey everybody, it's Chad of the Wild! And this season, we are playing through The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. So, in our last episode, I mentioned we're gonna go to Turtle Rock. We only have two dungeons left, so it was my turn to pick. I picked Turtle Rock. I thought Turtle Rock was the one where you get the Ravio Point upgrade. It's not.
It's not, Jeremy.
It's not, Jeremy. We'll get to the item, what we get later, but not nearly as useful as getting some more Ravio points.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. Look, we've had that. It is so hard to keep track of some of these things on here, like because there's so many different dungeons to follow and, you know, taking the time in between and all of that. And it's like, wait, which one does this one do? Oh, right. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. It was a good opportunity to upgrade some other items, though, because I realized that I hadn't. I remembered like the Turtle Rock being fiery, lavery, pretty dangerous type thing. So I was like, almost certainly going to need the ice rod, and I almost certainly should upgrade this as well. And I hadn't even bought it from Ravio yet, because it was the only one I had, and I guess I just missed it. So I went and bought it, and then I was missing about 8 Mimis for my next sort of upgrade. So I was like, I'm gonna go and find some little snails.
Follow some squeaks.
Hey snails, where are you? Oh, there you are. Hey, where's your mommy? There she is. I don't know what this is.
Just so you know, this is just a dramatization. This isn't real, okay?
you just spliced in an actual cutscene from the game there. But that was great fun. I forgot how, like, it's just fun. Everything about this game is so fun. Even just like that sort of thing, just being like, oh, cool, I'll go and do that. And it was like, rather than being like, oh, I've got to go and find another 8 of these, it was like, what a great opportunity to go and have a bit of fun, you know, and find these and poke around some corners I'd missed. And yeah, who knows what else you find. Me now.
The joy of exploration in this game is 10 out of 10. So Dennis, we could upgrade our sword at this point too. I'm sure you took care of that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. 100%. First thing I did, it was very much worth it.
Now,
absolutely.
I feel 24 like
24 inches of solid gold.
Sure, yeah, but maybe. I guess we don't have a scale on there and like how big a sword is. I mean, actually, if you looked at it, Link's sword is probably about as tall as him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
giant.
Pretty big blade. Yeah.
5 foot 6.5 of solid gold. That's the name of my autobiography.
Dennis, I assume at this point for you as well, like we are sort of at that curve, the sort of Zelda difficulty curve where, and it's never like a perfect hill. It's always just like there's a steep incline at the beginning and then it just sort of drops off normally about like halfway there.
Yeah.
Even on your hero mode, are you at this point now where you just feel like everything's a cakewalk?
At this point, yeah, it's a cakewalk. Like everything's easy to kill, everything's easy to go around. Like it's not hard. And so like it's pretty simple at this point of what I'm doing. So yeah.
Still couldn't get away from that. That's always been my biggest complaint for the Zelda games. Is the difficulty never properly scales up. Up until Breath of the Wild, but they built internal mechanics to increase the difficulty with you. So that was always nice.
Yeah.
So, we can do some more exploring, all that stuff, get some more heart pieces, but let's go ahead and just talk about getting into the swamp area. When we go into here, we can't just go right into the dungeon. Now, we do have, I don't know, it didn't tell me, but you do just sort of explore around, and by some chance, you may interact with a turtle hanging on the wall. Or one that's on its back near one of the shores. But I don't know, do either of you remember like how you discovered what you needed to do here?
Yeah, it was just that. I just chanced upon one and was like, oh, I can flip you off the wall. and then it was like, and then I remembered like sort of what I was meant to be doing. But yeah, I had real trouble. I had real trouble finding one of them. The last one, obviously. Because I found the others, and it's the one like on the north wall. Took me ages to find him. Embarrassing. Actually. Yeah.
I found the mom, I guess, swimming in like the water, and she's like, "Hey, go find my children." Okay. And I'm like, okay. I'm just glad there's not 100 of them.
Although,
you know what? If there was a good reward for it at the end, and they made it fun to find them, yeah, give us another 100. My mind.
Then maybe, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I found one. I found the first one that was on the land, and then you had to flip it, or I can't remember exactly what you did to it to get it into the water there. But then after that, I was like, oh, okay. I don't remember this at all from when I first played it, but let's go look for some more turtles. And then eventually a cutscene happened. All of that before I saw the mom. So I didn't even know about the mom until the very end. I was like, I don't know. I'm just looking for some turtles, finding some turtles. Mm. All right. This creates just a path that we can, or a little hill that we can walk up on, and the turtle mom will swim around the swamp there. And there's a few things that we can grab with her. I believe there's a heart piece that you can reach from there with that. But it really just takes us to the entrance of Turtle Rock here, which is blocked by lava. There's a lava pit surrounding it, and then some lava will come up from there. And using the ice rod that Jonathan talked about earlier, you can freeze that, stick to it, wrap yourself around, and go into the entrance of the dungeon. So,
yay!
Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we will explore the insides of Turtle Rock. All right, we are back. We have entered Turtle Rock. This one was... I spent a lot of time in this dungeon because I got lost a lot trying to figure out a few of the mechanics that they were trying to do, because there are on a couple of the floors almost three levels that you have to think about as you're going through these here. Not to mention the fact that, you know, it doesn't hold your hand on these seesaw type devices that are here that you can apparently freeze, that you have to figure that out at some point. Otherwise, you can just go up and down these things and they'll just keep dropping and you're just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. At least that's what I went through. Dennis, was this dungeon a lot of work for you?
I mean, it was all right. There were a couple parts that had me stumped just because I'm like, what the frig am I supposed to do here? But it went relatively fast. It didn't take as long as some of the other dungeons, but this one was definitely like confusing at some points.
Well, when we're talking about how many times you've died in previous dungeons, yeah, well, I don't think we can compare the time on that. Because I was going to say, I think this is actually the longest I spent in a dungeon is with Turtle.
Really?
Rock.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I think it's quite a small dungeon, like, and it's all quite clear where things are because it's sort of like, because it's in the shape of a turtle, and. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just the fact that I sort of just chanced going through it sort of in the right order. And my instinct going in was just throwing ice at everything. So like those seesaws were, that was fine because I was just showering everything in snow. I just went through it.
I think I spent a lot of time, the whole thing about freezing the seesaws came to me pretty late, that I think I was getting around in certain ways that the game maybe didn't want me to. Maybe I was getting to a couple areas where it was like, no, you should have hit a button before that would then change this thing here, but you don't have that right now. So I did a lot of backtracking, not to mention when you hit some of those teleporter pads that'll just take you somewhere. Like the first time you step on one of those little circles and it's just like, and then it just takes you somewhere else and you're like, I don't know where this is going to take me. Hopefully still in the dungeon. Hopefully it doesn't, it's not a one-way path. But yeah, I think I did. We'll just say I did a lot of scouting before I really full went recce. Full in. Yeah.
That heart piece you mentioned in the swamp, that is something you get from going out from Turtle Rock onto a little bit, I think, from what I remember.
I think there is something that you can get with the turtle mother, and you know she'll go around.
There's definitely stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness, yeah. Jeremy, there's always stuff.
There's always stuff.
Where there's a mother turtle, there's always stuff. But I think there is a heart piece, but I think that's like a exit out of Turtle Rock and get it.
I do.
Much like you do in Link's Awakening on that dungeon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I do recall that as well. And so, yes, there is that one there. Just can't remember. There is something. Like I said, there was something out there on the swamp.
Yeah.
There was something.
One of those things. Some stuff.
I think one of them had like fairies, like on the outside of it.
Yeah. One of them had fairies too. Yeah. The fairy room was an outdoor little islet.
Yeah.
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 The thing that I think really caught me off guard is that there's a few rooms in here that require you to kill all the enemies to like get certain chests to appear. Now, I believe they're all bonus rupees and things like that. I don't think there's anything. There may be a key that drops for some of them. But that was something that sort of caught me off guard, where I was like, I can't even recall that many rooms that needed me to kill all the enemies to get a thing.
Yeah, especially as like the enemies are ones that like disappear and reappear,
and
it's easy to lose track of. Actually, I think I've killed everything, but it's not like you'd get hassled by them and chance like finishing the room, because they might just hide and run away like the cowards they are.
But yeah, like I said, this room had like this map. Some of the floors have three different levels that you have to keep in mind. So you may go and take the seesaw up to get onto some place to stick onto a wall, and then figure out a way to wrap yourself around to the other section. I think there was just a lot of that my, at the time, maybe I was asleep or like half asleep when I was, I definitely wasn't asleep. I can say that. But maybe half asleep while I was playing this.
Are you sure about that?
Trying to, yeah. Man, I've been living Zelda life for living the Zelda life for so long. Yeah, I play Zelda in my sleep. But I think that may have been part of it, is just my mind not getting that I need to stick to the wall to wrap around to one little area on the second level to get to this thing here. So yeah, I had some trouble in this map, but I welcome it, right? I always welcome the difficulty in these games. Yeah, I think the other thing is it's so strange that you need the ice rod in here, because occasionally you will find whiz robes will appear on a level above you, and the only way you can get them is by using the ice rod, because the ice rod brings ice down from the ceiling. So you have to keep that extra like physical placement in mind to attack certain things. And so it's just a different level of thinking that we've had to do, that we haven't had to do for any of the other previous dungeons in this game.
Yeah,
we do have a special item that we get in here. We get a new shield, the Hylian shield.
Oh yeah, we do.
Yay.
Don't we?
Yay.
That I forget that you can even use. I don't block.
Yeah, I never do. What does the Hylian shield do better? Just block more?
I think it reflects.
It blocks magical damage.
So
like if whiz robes attack at you, like you can block that. And it won't go through it. Where with the other shield, I guess it went through. I never used the shield, I didn't know that.
It's nice to complete the look, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although you do have a gold sword and a blue tunic, so it doesn't look quite...
So the look's a little whack, but...
but it's nice. It's nice to have the shield.
I guess,
it's nice to have the
shield. Yeah, I mean, I guess like the shield is more... The shield is more of the staple than the sword at this point.
Yeah.
I don't have one. You guys have both got
I know,
shield
yeah,
in the
yeah. Dennis
got two.
Has two shields. I mean,
I've got one tiny little one, Jeremy, but don't worry. Dennis is clearly compensating.
Well, I've got this.
I've got two. I have a master sword in the middle.
Me too, but I don't go on about it. I've probably got something in that Zelda box that is something cool, but I don't know what it is.
I'm looking because I've got a few links here. How many shields do they like? Each of them has a shield.
I've got a few. I mean, I've got several Link amiibos, but then most of my amiibos are scattered all over the house at the moment because my daughter loves playing with them. Hmm. She built a little castle in the lounge earlier using her play mats and blankets and lots of other things. Princess Zelda! And she went and got an amiibo and put it in the castle, which I thought was quite cool.
That's adorable.
She just knew she belonged there. It was good instincts.
Anyway.
There was also a dog bed in there, though, so, you know.
I mean,
the Bow Wow.
Yeah, the Bow Wow, yeah. I mean, we never talk about Zelda's pets, but she probably had some at some point.
Yeah. Also, she'd, the only other amiibo that was in there was Pyra from Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
Two. So I guess they're a
girl power.
I don't know what their living arrangements are, but happy days.
All right. What else? Back
there was
to
also
the game.
A farmer and several farm animals. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah. So you're building a great visual for our listeners here, so they can imagine what this beautiful blanket castle looked like.
Yeah.
So back to the game. As we explore around here some more, this dungeon didn't have a mini boss, did it? I don't know if it.
There
did.
Is a thing. Well, man, we're good, aren't we?
Oh, there's always a thing, Jonathan.
There's a thing and stuff. There was definitely something you get like a silver rupee for doing something. But that wouldn't have been a mini boss. But there must be a warp point, mustn't there? Oh, there is a warp point. There's like some fiery gargoyles.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess.
But that's not a mini boss, is it?
It's not. And that's what I was just thinking, where I'm like, that was one of the staples previously for the Zelda games, is having a mini boss halfway through. Although it was always mini boss, then you get the item of the dungeon following that. And so, you know, the fact that they don't necessarily have an item for every single dungeon, then, you know, it makes sense that they wouldn't have anything for you to fight to earn it. Oh, well.
Yeah. Did you ever use the warp points in the dungeons?
By accident.
I can't think of. Oh, I mean, Dennis will have done because he was dying all the time. But yeah, but there we go.
Oh, well, he's busy though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess, I don't know. What am I complaining about? This is still a great game, right? I'm still having so much fun with it. It's just now I'm like, It's missing six other bosses that I should be fighting in all of those.
I think it doesn't feel like, I mean, obviously, like with a lot of these dungeons, you choose the order you're doing them in. And I think I'm used to Turtle Rock being the final dungeon because of how many times I've played Link's Awakening.
Sure.
And it definitely doesn't feel like a final dungeon, which, again, is not a complaint because I didn't even play it last either. So, hey, but I think it's a cool dungeon though. It feels different, you know, to the others, and that's, I guess, at the end of the day, the real friends.
You know, we do get this occasionally where some listeners are just like, "Why are you guys picking on this?" We are critiquing it, and I have to critique something I love so much about this game, but. Yeah. I could use a little bit more challenge and some more bosses. That's it. But going through all of that leads us into the boss of Grinnix with two X's at the end. Extreme.
Ooh, so you know he's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. And
very cool. Probably
and,
has a skateboard.
It's a cool boss.
Almost certainly got a skateboard. Yeah. And if you look at
100%.
His jeans have got some nice rips on all around the knees. All four of them.
How do you think he got those? How does he wear jeans? Does he has jeans on both on the front and the back, or just the back? As a four-legged creature?
Now he puts the jeans on his tail.
Just whips him around.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Well, the genes wouldn't last long because he lives in lava. We get into a room where we have this grate that we are on with holes on it. And
great.
just great. And Grinnix is down below. Now we can use our ice to hit him. It's probably the only way for us to actually do damage to him is with the ice rod.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, throwing a bomb down there, maybe, but your timing, I don't know. It just wouldn't be effective. But.
I mean, maybe with the fire rod, but I don't.
But he's
I think there's little like things up.
What is fire going to do to him?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Lava's hotter than
you're
fire.
Right. You're right.
Famously.
But as we do some damage to him, eventually he does hop up on the grate with us, and we have to fight him up there. Now, with that, it really turns into your standard hit him with the sword kind of thing. I think this is where you could maybe mix up some different items if you wanted to, but he'll stick his neck out for you. Not in a good way, in a bad way to bite you.
That's how they get you. That's how those turtles always get you, isn't it?
That's how Grinnix is getting you.
Exactly.
He's got another X on the end of his name now. That's how he gets the X's on his name.
That's how many links he's killed.
Victim count. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was originally Grine. Now he's Grinnix.
Seriously, you play it on New Game Plus, he's got an extra X on there.
Yeah.
Dennis can vouch for it.
I can, yes.
Yeah. Send all your complaints his way. So do we have any trouble with this boss?
No, not at all. I've got so many hearts.
He's fast. I'll give him that.
For a turtle, for sure.
No, for a turtle, he's very fast and
famously slow creature.
And his neck goes out really fast too. So that was kind of scary. Just like running away, like no, stay away, stop it. So, it was a fun fight. It was definitely heart racing, but it was fun. So
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. You know, as I described it, that's just how I played it. It was just sort of like, oh, I knew exactly what I needed to do getting in here, hit him with my sword, especially now that we've got the powered up sword. It wasn't much.
No,
but
he was fine.
After we beat him, we free another painting prisoner. And this is Impa, our favorite. She's very thankful for us for helping her and lends us her. I was going to say lend us her power, but don't get the idea that we get anything from that. Just sort of spiritually. Emotionally.
Yeah. She's like,
yes. As impotent.
Emotional support, let's go.
Yeah, as Impa tends
emotional
to do.
Emotional support, Impa.
Yes. She, as she tends to do, she cheers us on. So, that wraps up this episode. For the next episode, we have one more dungeon, and that is in the Ice Ruins up in the former Death Mountain.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even been up there.
Yeah.
Well.
I haven't even been up there.
Well.
Well, I will.
Oh, well. You will.
Yeah. So what's going to happen.
Yep. All right. Yep. So go do some more exploring. Go collect all those Mai-Mais, and get some more heart containers. Get up to the ice ruins. Make your way through there. Defeat the monster waiting within. Free the person hiding in the painting. And then meet back here, and we're going to talk about it on Channel of the Wild.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Stop that.